This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, Monday is upon us, the 20th of March. We're 2/3 of the way through the month of March. All is perfection. Otherwise, we would not be back here again. We being me, I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Fillon is perfectly ensconced in her studio compartment in Washington. We're here to talk about the blueprint of reality, which includes the passing of Chuck Berry. When I say everything's perfect, everything is always perfect. Everything goes the way it's supposed to go. That's my philosophy of life. So I don't get all bent out of shape about a lot of things that we seem to not be able to control, even though I do every once in a while. Want to point out exceptions to a reality, what they seem to be. See, I was thinking a lot over the weekend about some of the silliest things that happened last week. And I think what happened on Rachel Maddow's show on March 14th was just about as silly as anything. The on-air build-up, the bombshell. There was a giant dud. The surge of viewers who went there to see all of the things she tweeted about. And what did they see? Saw that Trump was legitimate with his taxes. And the funniest thing about it was that she said she got them from a fellow named David K. Johnson, who says he received the documents in his mailbox. So, what did you get in your mailbox last week, Kara, that was surprising? Anything as good as a copy of Donald Trump's tax return?
No, I got a thank you card from my sister, and that's about it.
Really? For her, for the nice wedding present and the things you did for her wedding?
For my other sister, for her bride, or for her baby shower that she
had. Oh, the baby shower. So. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So, Trump tweeted, does anybody really believe that a reporter that nobody ever heard of went to his mailbox my tax returns? I thought that was the funniest thing, at least as far as this kind of stuff is concerned. This whole bizarre, mondo bizarro stuff. You better watch your mailbox, because you could get in your mailbox a copy of Donald Trump's tax returns as well. What the heck? It could be, you could walk down the street. Gust of wind could blow a copy of them into your face. This is about as silly as any of that. So I found that to be kind of silly. Then on Friday, all the hoopla about the fact that Trump didn't shake Mrs. Merkel's hand. And then I saw three pictures of him shaking Merkel's hand. I did think he looked like he was bored or he didn't really want to talk. He has this sort of unreal expression on his face. And the two of them were sitting there getting pictures taken, and he couldn't have looked less interested in anything. And so that's all part of it's part of the show, I guess. And so what's the reality of our relationship with Germany and with the rest of Europe? Interesting, because the G20 summit took place, or I guess it's taking place, started last Friday. Financial leaders of the biggest economies in the world dropped a pledge to keep global trade free and open, which basically was a given to the United States, as we hear in this reporter's rap.
At a G20 finance meeting, the world's largest economies got a taste of what the Trump administration's America First agenda would look like. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin pushed for the G20 to abandon last year's pledge to, quote, avoid all forms of protectionism. On the economic spectrum, protectionism is the opposite of free trade. Protectionist policy attempts to shelter local businesses and workers from international competition through tariffs, import quotas, and subsidies. Instead, Mnuchin pushed for more, quote, fair trade between Europe and the U.S., echoing President Donald Trump's rhetoric about bad trade deals and America's trade deficit.
The president is interested in making sure that our agreements are reciprocal, that they're fair, and they're reflective of making sure that the American worker is at at least the same playing field.
The final agreement made at this meeting lacks any mention of protectionism. The agreement isn't binding. Members can only pressure others to abide by it. The G20 summit with each country's government leader will be held in July in Hamburg, Germany.
All right. So, I thought there was something going on this past weekend with all of them as well. Well, they always get together. But they claim to have one or two meetings a year, but they're always talking back and forth to each other. I was talking about the meeting that Donald Trump had with Angela Merkel. Angela? Why do they call her Angus? They pronounce the G hard. Angela. Ms. Merkel. Anyway. Who, if you believe what some of the fascinating coverage of her meeting in Washington was from the entertainment press, the only thing that made any difference was her conversation with Ivanka Trump. Other than that, there was nothing going on at all. The way she looked at her dress, the way she had the conversation with her, and why was Ivanka in the meeting anyway? Wow. That was an outrage in and of itself. So, one of the things that Trump said, which I just chuckle at his directness, he says Germany owes us vast sums of money. Germany owes NATO, U.S., and we have to be paid for providing defense. This is one of the reasons that Trump was elected, isn't it? You will find me not to be an apologist for Trump, but I like some of the things that he's done, and I don't like some of the things he's done. I talked about that, and I'll probably spend a little more time on some of the things in the budget, at least the budget proposal, as we have time here in this hour. But one of the things that people are tired of is us paying the bill for everything, pretty much. We pay for NATO, we pay for defense for these countries, we're paying for the war in the Middle East. Of course, we ought to pay for it because we started it, but the other stuff is maybe something that we ought to consider. So let's listen to the Professor Trump.
I reiterated to Chancellor Merkel my strong support for NATO, as well as the need for our NATO allies to pay their fair share for the cost of defense. Many nations owe vast sums of money from past years.
That's President Donald Trump at a joint news conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Friday. And on Saturday morning, he doubled down, tweeting Germany owes money to NATO and to the U.S. for defense. To be clear, no one technically owes money to NATO. Instead, NATO countries have agreed to spend 2% of their GDP on military and defense. So if a NATO member country is ever attacked, the rest can help. But that spending agreement, made once in 2006 and again in 2014, is supposed to happen within the next 10 years. Germany spent $37 billion on defense in 2016. But as the world's fourth largest economy, that amount only accounted for 1.2% of its GDP. The country plans to spend $2.1 billion more this year on its military, but in order to meet NATO's 2% margin, it would have to dedicate more than double what it is already. Merkel said that goal likely won't be reached for several more years.
Can you, those of us who go back a few years, maybe if you find the song Imagine, Kara, we could waft into thoughts of what wouldn't be necessary. There wouldn't be any war if there were no boundaries, there were no religions to fight over, if we all just kind of lived together. I know that there are those of you rubbing your elbows and rolling your eyeballs back, thinking there's Stefan off his crazy thoughts again. A one world government, we can't have that. Well, why do we fight? What are we fighting about? We fight about borders, we fight about money, we fight about all kinds of things. And for once, we didn't cause the war in Europe. That was not us. That was pure evil. You know, you can really dig around in this, and if you want to find some culpability, I don't know how important we were. I do, from my own historical perspective, but the Treaty of Versailles that ended World War I sowed the seeds for World War II. That's where basically Hitler came from, the desperation that was wrought on the German people. Not that they shouldn't have been punished for starting the war. They started both wars. And we gave them the tools psychologically to start the second one by the way the first one was ended. So, but that wasn't just America. It was more Europe than it was America, actually. But America signed off on it. wasn't very smart. We had very bad leadership. Woodrow Wilson was a terrible president. And his wife actually was running things during most of that war anyway because he was incapacitated. So there were a lot of influences and interests that were involved in supposedly fixing things after World War One. But what led up to it, it was a mess. But it had to do with governments and people who were overzealous and control and all the things that wars and fighting and marriages break up. It's all part of the human condition. But if I were to be true to my words and be as I sort of in the same mindset as was when we started talking here a few minutes ago, I said all is perfect. Because if you believe in the force or God or infinite intelligence or whatever it is that you want to use to apply to that which is greater than are we, then all things are perfect and are happening as they are supposed to. So whether you take the little minuscule things like the love that you have for your children or perhaps your spouse or whatever it is, think about all the good. And then think about the bad that tries to overtake and overcome the good. I think you maybe come to some of the same conclusions I do if you really think it through. All right, so anyway, so much on Germany and how much they owe NATO. That's the practical side of what's going on in conversation in this first part of Good Day. It's 18 after the hour.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
So this is Kesha, K-E-S-H-A, had her birthday earlier this month, turned 30. She says she's gifting herself with the reclamation of her online identity, and she hopes to serve as an example to others so they can do the same thing. She's taking on cyber bullies, calling out these trolls who body shame. She was the target on Instagram. Last year, she was honored by the Human Rights Campaign for the support she'd given to the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender communities. Her message this week at the South by Southwest Festival, don't let the internet control your life and define your identity. She's worried about young people being bullied because she had gone through that same thing as a young person herself. Quote, I feel nervous for them because I got bullied myself at school, but I got to go home and write songs. They get bullied at school and go home and get bullied online. And she focuses on the internet, making it a force for good. She says, we can connect with each other and plan and rally. We can march and we can all have a voice. And if you post something, don't feel obligated to read all the comments. I always gravitate to the negative ones, she said, so I stopped reading the comments.
A lot of celebrities are saying now that they don't read comments anymore.
Why should they? Why just tell them to go screw?
Yeah.
That's what they are. They're trolls.
Yeah.
And that's why Instagram gave people the option to turn their comments off, because people like Kesha and Kylie Jenner were just getting tons and tons of comments that are all negative.
I'm going to get off on this a little bit. You can keep Kesha in the background. I'm just thinking, yesterday I had this in my, as I'm driving up the PCH, listening to the story of the guy here who ran over the 5-year-old child and kept going, didn't stop. And then this woman who left her 2-year-old in the store just to get rid of her. What the hell kind of animals are we that we leave, we run over a 5-year-old and just keep driving? Or a mother is so self-absorbed, whatever her problem is, drug, whatever the hell her problem is. She got a 2-year-old and she, not once, but twice, she leaves the child in the store to get rid of her. What is the matter with you?
Oh, that is so frustrating to hear.
So, you know, this is the same. This is from the same pew. What kind of animals? These people who do this shaming on the internet are animals. They're cretins. They're crumbs. They're subhuman.
And who are these people? That's what I always wonder, because when I think of myself and my friends, I don't think anyone that I know would be posting this kind of stuff or these kind of comments online.
Well, so the sad thing is it's young kids.
Yeah.
And they're starting, and that's what's really scary about all of this. I mean, these are kids who are like 12, 13, 14
yeah.
years old. And what are they
going to
be like?
Time.
Right, but what are they going to be like as adults? You know? What kind of people
more
are they going
to
be?
Too bad we couldn't go back to the agrarian economy where kids actually had something to do when they get out of school. It was productive and constructive, not this kind of crap. All right, let's move our attention to the story of Skip Marley. About a year or so ago, Katy Perry recording a new album when her producer put on Lion, a track that he was working on with Bob Marley's grandson, Skip. She was so impressed that she got the producer to come in, and she also got Bob Marley to come in from Florida. To
Back from the dead?
Verse. Wow.
Skip Marley.
What's his name? Skip.
Skip Marley.
Yeah. Yeah.
If Katy Perry could raise Bob Marley from the dead, I might actually like her.
Yeah.
Skip Marley is, of course, the grandson of Bob Marley.
And guitar, piano. On this
yeah, he plays lots of instruments.
Yeah.
I think his part's coming up.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah. All right, so Skip Marley and Katy Perry together. Very sweet. All right, so that's that story musically. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number 1 by Inc.com and number 2 by Forbes.com. This 2-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections. And prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit secretknock.co to learn more and apply now. Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The hour. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Well, let's see if we can delve into, in this half hour, some international items of interest. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen with a wonderful wish for a wonderful day and a good week and a good hour. Put as much good stuff as you can. Americans probably don't know that the Voice of America is a government-funded news source aimed at audiences outside of our country. Story today in USA Today suggesting that the Russian Duma, which is the equivalent to our Congress, is planning an audit of the Voice of America. And also they're going to take a listen to CNN and other American news sources for compliance of their activities with Russian legislation. What that really means is that they this is retaliation for the Russian news agency. Singled out last week by Senator Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire. She says that the Russian news violates the Foreign Agents Registration Act, and Russia is well accustomed to responding to that kind of a threat. The story in USA Today says that RT News runs numerous media operations worldwide, including RT America, which is a pretty slick English language network. Senator Shaheen, don't you love that name? Jean Shaheen says, quote, "We have good reason to believe that the news, the Russian news, is coordinating with the Russian government to spread misinformation. Oh, my God, no.
Woo.
Can you imagine? The American public has a right to know if this is the case. So next up would be an inquisition into Voice of America, which does exactly the same thing. That's what it does. Propaganda. It's all propaganda. This is silly. Okay, other international items. Scotland's leader, Scotland. Scotland. How does that sound, Kara? All right. Scotland.
I'm sure it sounds exactly like how they would say it over there.
Scotland. It sounds like, let's see, who's a famous Scot? James Bond. Originally, the first James Bond was a Scotman, so he sounded like a Scotman. And most of the stuff Sean Connery did has that little Scottish twang mm-hmm. to it. Anyway, they're going to hold another referendum on independence from the UK. The minister announcing she'll seek Scotland's Parliament's permission to hold another independent vote. She said it's important that Scotland be able to exercise the right to choose their future at a time when the options are more clear than they were before. But it was last time we didn't have a chance to decide in the last vote on our own path. Their first referendum on the issue took place, 3 years ago, I think. And back then, voters decided 55 to 45 to stay in the UK. And the UK voted to get out of the European Union, and the Scots don't like that. So they want to change their vote. So that's what this referendum is all about, changing their vote. Let's see, also in international news, people are fleeing the United States in throngs, crossing the border into Canada. Wow. We have the largest and longest international border. When you start in northern Maine and you go across the top of the 48 states and then up to Alaska, it's a pretty porous border, 5,500 miles. More and more people are being arrested for illegally crossing into Canada. They're crossing in places that don't have border stations, hiking for hours in freezing temperatures. Illegals in Canada. A lot of the crossings are happening in Quebec, which shares a border with New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. In the first 2 months of this year alone, 1,100 people have crossed illegally into Quebec and claimed asylum. 237 crossed over last year. But Alec Baldwin didn't go. What the hell? What's the story with that? I thought he was going to leave. How many other Hollywood types said they were leaving? And then they didn't.
I think about 50% of Hollywood would be in Canada now if they had all left.
You know, I thought it was interesting, Kara. Tim Allen, the actor, said I think it was last Friday, he was interviewing one of the late night shows, and they got into a conversation about politics, and he's quite conservative, or right of center anyway. And he said that being a conservative in Hollywood is like living in Germany in the 1930s, which I've...
Seems a little dramatic, but I guess that's his career path,
yeah.
So...
exactly. All right, so anyway, who else is crossing into Canada? A lot of... there's a backcountry road in upstate New York. Roxham Road gets across, and you have to take a cab ride from the closest airport or bus station and go across into Canada. There's nobody there. And so the government of Canada is asking why people are fleeing. And some of them are interesting stories because most of the people that are going there are illegals in our country. So they were illegals here, now they're illegals in Canada. They fear mounting anti-Muslim sentiment and the travel ban, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Department of Homeland Security says most of those who are in the U.S. legally, there is about 50-50, it looks like. Some legally, some illegally, but they've been checked out. The reason folks are choosing to cross the border is pretty clear. Under the agreement called the Safe Third Country Agreement, signed by Canada and the U.S. in 2002, refugee claimants can also get status in that country, so they can claim status here, and if they don't like it here, they can go up there. What a racket. And the racket. Anyway, I find that interesting. The Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, kid Prime Minister, says he's going to close a loophole, putting asylum seekers at risk. But didn't he say early on to people who were upset, come on, to all the people that were complaining about the border and the fence and were offended by it. Didn't he say early on, like in January, come on up, we'll be happy to take care of you? I think he said that. So what does he expect? Now he's taking it back?
I don't remember those exact words, but he probably didn't mean for everyone to come illegally.
Give me your tired, your poor. Bring your checkbooks, too. Here's another. Let's see here. Well, I'm looking at something. Let me take a moment here. We'll pause for a moment. And then I want to have a little sort of come-to-Jesus meeting. I hope you won't find that offensive. The story of a couple of things that have happened as a result of the proposed 10% budget cut. And various agencies are going to be eliminated, if that's to be the case, under the... I'm guessing. I'm going to tell you the ones that I think ought to go, the ones maybe that will go, and the ones that will stay, and a couple of things that are direct results of what has happened as a result of the announcement of the budget cuts, plus the duh department up next year. It's 42 past the hour on Good Day. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. If you own a home, there's a good chance its value has gone up. In fact, year over year, housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6%, one of the largest increases this decade. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. You could take cash out to consolidate debt, or you could refinance to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening with the housing market, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.6%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Put America first. With the new president, we have a new theme. In this day and age, putting America first is not selfish or greedy. It is self-preservation. It's preserving the Constitution and the rule of law. The opposite is putting America second and sacrificing ourselves and our country for someone else, ignoring our Constitution and the rule of law to try to satisfy those who will not be satisfied until America is no more. Contrary to progressive ideologues, putting America first does not mean we are not generous, caring, and compassionate. Putting America first starts with the individual and ends with the world. If one wants the world economy to do well, America's economy must do well. And for America's economy to do well, the individual economy must do well. An economy of one, if you will. I'm Gary Rathman. This is an economy of 1 minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. It is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, 46 half the hour. Doug, Stephan, Kara, Schilling, good day from the duh, is that better? Duh, department, duh. Federal judges found more problems in Texas voting rights laws, ruling that Republicans racially gerrymandered some of the congressional districts to weaken the growing electoral power of minorities. What? That's a shocker, huh? The ruling by a three-judge panel noted the strong racial tension and heated debate about Latinos, Spanish-speaking people, undocumented immigrants, and sanctuary cities served as the backdrop in the legislature to adopt the MAPS and the voter ID law. And so the judges said, quote, the record indicates not just a hostility toward Democrat districts, but a hostility to minority districts and a willingness to use race for partisan advantage, according to the judge, whose name is Xavier Rodriguez. And he signed off on it with another judge whose name is Orlando Garcia. Duh. Characters. Okay. So I promised that we'd spend a little bit of time on the president's ideas that have been put forth to eliminate certainly some of the budget spending that's crazy. I'll tell you the ones that I agree with. Corporation of Public Broadcasting ought not to have any federal money. The Delta Regional Authority, the Denali Commission, both of them are job creation programs, pure politics, paid for by business interests, and you can see the results of that in who voted for it and how much money they got from various people. This was a deal, like a lot of the other political deals are. You support my thing, I'll support yours. Like the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, which is an either-or kind of thing. That directly benefited Boeing selling planes, as did a lot of the stuff in the U.S. Trade and Development Agency that probably won't get cut because Boeing's a healthy company that's helping to provide a lot of jobs. The Woodrow Wilson Center for Scholars, a complete dud, waste of money. I don't know how much it is, but whatever it is, it needs to go for sure. Let's see, some of the other National Endowment for the Arts and Humanities, Northern Border Regional Commission, the United States Institute of Peace. What a great job they're doing. We should probably fund them double, right? The United States Institute of Peace. Their mission is to promote global conflict resolution. What a joke. All right, so again, the reason this is good is because it's caused people to talk about them and overview them, even though they all won't be cut. That was interesting that with all the discussion and whining about the Meals on Wheels program being cut in the budget, that's the president's suggestion, that donations have skyrocketed over the weekend. Meals on Wheels delivering nutritious food to seniors. I don't know how we define nutritious, but anyway, it's food to people who are housebound. They got over the weekend 50 times more online contributions. You see, that's why this is good. So let the public pay for it and not our tax dollar be sent in this. I mean, I think it's probably a pretty good program that I have some support. There are 2 million seniors and 500,000 veterans who rely on the food and that sort of thing. So I'm guessing it probably won't get cut anyway, but it was good to see what the power of that information was all about. And also all the discussion about the cuts of the EPA. One thing that didn't get cut, Trump said he was going to do this, and he did it. $100 million are going to go to fix Flint's water issues. So I guess we would consider that to be good news and show he's not all heartless and cruel, right? 10 minutes for the hour here on Good Day.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
After the hour now, don't want to steal any more time from you without accommodating your brain with intelligent information. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria's going to update you on Twitter getting hacked again. Uh-oh, Twitter. I mean, well, it's important for you to know that this portion of the program is brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter.com who have made a deal with us. We promote them, and they reward you as listeners by giving you the services of ZipRecruiter free. How about that for a deal? You got it? You're hiring? You want to post your job? You obviously want the best candidates. Why? No, I don't really want the best candidates. Just give me some lousy guy that I can fire after a month or two so I can go through this whole process over and over and over again. How many of you do that? You hire the wrong person? Scratch your head. Why did I hire that person? Well, you need some help, and ZipRecruiter.com is there to help you out. The average small business in our country employs, the average company employs 75 people. That's the backbone of our country. Companies that employ about 75 people. And they really love ZipRecruiter.com. You will too if you're looking for candidates that really rate high and will make it easier for you to hire the right person fast and to make sure they stay with you. Then you need the services of ZipRecruiter. Get it free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. This is the best. You know, there are lots of competitors out there, but these people really have got it figured out. All right? So I've explained it as easily and well as I can. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use their facilities free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV. All right, so what's the story with this hack, Victoria?
Well, yesterday morning, several high-profile Twitter accounts were compromised, and they were once they were hacked, they started displaying swastikas. So, of course, people were upset by that.
There was a radio station. The same thing happened. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, there was a station. I think it was in Texas somewhere. This one was in Florida. It has a certain type of satellite communication, and they're hacking into it. And they
That's right.
For 18 minutes on the air, it was F. Trump, F. Trump, F. Trump,
oh,
F. Trump.
Oh, jeez.
It's not F. Troop, ladies and gentlemen. Okay,
BBC BBC North America's Twitter account, Amnesty International, and the European Parliament were just a few amongst the high-profile accounts that were hacked. And it turns out that the way they were hacked is because they had third-party apps. So someone was able to go through sort of a back door in order to gain access. This is a good lesson for everyone who's on Twitter. You should always go in periodically and just make sure that you know and still approve of third-party apps that have permission to access your Twitter account. For instance, if you use Instagram and you post a picture on Instagram and then you give Instagram permission to post it for you on Twitter, that would be a third-party app. And so Facebook, same thing. When you go through in your settings and privacy area of Twitter, it's good to just sort of make sure that everybody that you have listed there is still an app that you use and an app that you trust. And if it's something you haven't used in a while, it would be best to get rid of it because security isn't always kept up on a lot of those apps. There's so many apps out there, and it's so expensive to keep up with security, and a lot of companies don't. So that's how this happened. So
all right.
Protect yourself.
So, do you know what the Telegram is?
A Telegram?
No, from not like a. There's a messaging app called Telegram that is new, and it's not used in our country much. It's used in the Middle East.
Hmm.
A matter of fact, it's the number one app in Iran. The government shut it down this week. There were 20-some-odd million Iranians. And you remember, I've told you this any number of times, and I'm not the only one who says it, but I underscore it, because the government of Iran is about as popular as ours is, and the millennials, especially over there, are getting really restless.
Yeah.
So they're trying to hammer down on them. Twitter and Facebook are illegal in Iran, but somebody was smart enough to start something called Telegram that was all about political expression. And they have now this week found out, the government has found out, the Ayatollah has found out, and they're trying to shut it down, but they're not, they have a hard time doing it because, these people want to know what's going on. They want to have a say. They supposedly have representative government, which they really don't. And the government says it's a matter of national security. Yeah, no, it's a matter of their security because people are figuring out what's going on, and they want to boot them out of there. And so there's censorship galore over there, but I thought it was interesting because somebody came up with a messaging app. It's called Telegram, and I don't know what you can find out about it here, but I just say support them, hip hip hooray for them, good for them. Let's get rid of those bums over there. Maybe we should use a little bit here. 59 past the hour with the DJB.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.